Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. I have it at the highest.
Is something
Hold
else
on,
help?
hold on, hold on, hold on.
There you go. Thank you. We just getting set up, y'all. Making sure everything is fine-tuned while we.
I apologize. It was still on the
Thank
Bluetooth.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have so many things going on at one time. So many gadgets. Last week it was me with the gadgets, with the echoing and different things of that nature. How's everybody? How is everybody? We waiting on people to come into the room. We got Twixie Baby that just popped into the room. Salute to you, Empress. Trigger Tammy just popped into the room. Salute to you, Trigger Tammy, Empress, and the whole family over there. Salute to Mr. Butler, also over there. Yeah, we just waiting for a few people to come in the room before we actually get started. Promise to have a good time tonight. We're gonna have a good time as we disseminate some information, as we continue to deal with the social constructs, the positive and negative programming, those things that influence us the most, the different things that we've been indoctrinated as a people, brainwashed in many cases. We've been going to the origin and the root of how to expose these constructs, these ideals that we had no say so in on how to govern our lives, what things to value, how we was never properly taught and connected. So we've been on a mission to not only expose by breaking down these constructs, by giving a thorough understanding of what it means. What does social construct really means? What does brainwashing means? What does indoctrination means? How that has been set up. So we've done three episodes already. You can always go back to the replays and get that information, and also follow us on our website. You can find me at www.theicon6, the number 6.com. Also on www.saltycoffeepodcast.com, where all of our information is at. Also, you'll be able to find many other jewels there of conversations through our anchor broadcast and what have you. Also in the on the web page, all of the links that are there for what we do on Station Head. Also, when it comes to the music, I have a few things I do individually, Salty, and then we collaborate on a few things when it comes to the music on Station Head. We're also over on Wisdom, relatively still new at that, but have done a few shows over there, representing real hard for the Stereo family and friends, the group of people that I've come to know and Salty has come to know and respect. We carrying on tradition, putting good content out, talking about real issues, having fun along the way. Again, I love enjoying the music as on Station Head, but I also like the adult conversations that I find on Wisdom. And of course, got to give salute to everybody that's in Stereo Land, all of the men and women, the heavy hitters that's holding it down every day, the verified content creators, those who coming in and just getting their feet wet and trying to show up their skills and becoming a real podcaster. This is the place that you get your skills together in real time. So I want to salute each and every man and woman in Stereo Land. Saluting all of you for the good work that you do and keeping things moving. Salty, you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
How's
chime
everyone
in.
doing today? It is Sunday. So we're also live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So I'm taking care of the fans over there. But I'm also here, right here on Stereo.
Absolutely.
It's not easy, but it's doable. And the message that we want to share it with everyone. So of course we're gonna be, around, and we're still in the learning process. And one of the things that I find easy is to listen carefully and to share resources and information as much as possible. So I like we agreed, Icon, it's so good to be able to go into multiple platforms at one time where they
Absolutely.
can hear us live and be with us live. So for those of you on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, or on our website where you can watch the live right now from our website, thank you so much for showing up every week, every weekend, every time we show up on st Station Head. Thank you so much for stopping by, because you could really be anywhere right now, but you decided that outside the box may be something that interests you in not knowing what it is, right? So once you come in here once and you listen to the conversation and you start thinking and you go back out, because we give assignments. So before we end the show, we actually have questions for you and assignments. And I think it's important for us to learn from each other more so than, that's how you give support, you know? But I do
Absolutely.
thank everyone on Stereo who are dedicated almost every day, multiple times a day, who come here and share their family, their personal life, their talents, their resources. I'm so appreciative of that. So you may see me in the room, but I'm probably doing 20 things in the back, so I generally can't leave comments or talk. But I am listening and I do try to support as much as possible. But thank you for stopping by. So
Absolutely. We got
what
one
we
on the
got for
chamber.
tonight? Ooh, hit it.
We gonna get into that there. Let's get this one here. We coming straight at you, Yo Soy Bex. All right.
Hey Icon, hey Salty Coffee, how you doing? Outside the box. Hope you're having a good show or had a good show. Just tuning in.
Thank you for
Thank
tuning
you.
in. Salute to you, Yo Soy. We about to get
Is that
started in a little bit.
Bex? Bex, like Bex, the Bex we know from Twitch, the gamer.
It
She
could
probably
be.
is. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Salute to everybody. Hey, I see Meg Spicy. Meg
Hi,
Spicy in
Meg.
the building. How you
And
doing,
Trixie Baby.
Meg?
Trixie Baby threw me off with the pink hair
Absolutely.
and Griff.
Yeah, absolutely. Griff is also in the building, and again acknowledging Trigger Tammy. We have some heavy hitters in the audience in the foundation already.
Hi,
These are some
Tammy.
icons in their own right. Y'all doing lovely, doing great, and you're definitely pushing the envelope, making it happen. Got to salute good people doing real things. Keep doing your thing. Who we got in the box? Yo, Soy, Bex. Coming right at you.
Oh, that's my other half. That's the other Bex. I'm from two
Oh.
Bex, one Mike. Yeah, it's Bex and Millie. It's my other half. Heart. I mean, I have Twitch. I'm just never on. Oh, I
Okay.
think I know who this Yo Soy Bex is. Okay.
Thanks for the
She's funny.
clarification, Beck. Yo, soy. Salty.
Dímelo cantando.
I just give you some.
But this whole time that we were supposed to be live on Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, I forgot to go live. But we're live now. My bad.
Okay, let's get into what we about to get into on
Yeah.
outside the box. On outside the box. Take it away, boss lady.
So outside the box, generally we will be talking about psychological warfare and brainwash. Our last episode was asylums and healthcare, and the things that we can see through those social construct and indoctrination. We talked about the history of asylums and how creative it's evolved to the point where, if we really pay close attention, are we really being programmed right now? So, Icon and I have conversations daily for hours about just life in general And outside the box today, we're going to talk about group operations and group cooperations.
Indeed.
Don't focus too much on the words. Just listen to our conversations that we have, because ultimately what outside the box will do is just really have people think about, you know, why do we do the things that we do on a daily basis? Why do we celebrate birthdays? Why do we wake up every morning and do a 9-to-5? Why do we think school and academics is important? So that's basically what we're talking about. So today, group operations and group cooperation, why is that essential to just a family unit, a household? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Icon usually has the words to explain or to make sense out of it. I usually have more questions and can put it into what we do today. Because as you already may know Icon's history, he was in prison for 28 years. I was not in prison for 28 years, but mentally and psychologically, I feel like I was by working a 9-to-5. So those are the conversations that we usually have. And we come up with questions so that you can think about what can you do to do positive social construct, or and how to identify the negative ones, and to give solutions as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to read off these definitions, right? Because I think that it's important to lay a foundation so that we can have something to build upon. And since we're talking about group operation and group cooperation, I just want to run through these definitions right quick. Operations, definition is the fact or condition of functioning or being active. Similar words would be like functioning, working, running, performance, action. Also, a piece of organized and concerted activities involving a number of people, especially members of the armed forces and police. The reason that I wanted that to stay in that definition, because I want us to take a look at how these particular organizations are set up. You know, the operations or those particular codes of conduct and other things that they have to do to be able to function as a collective or a group to take care of certain business when you're dealing with the armed forces, and how we can also replicate, or we should be replicating, for those who are not, but for those who are, who understand what organization is and what it takes to run an operation like that, you're definitely going to need some group cooperation. Also, I want to read this word cooperation, and it means the process of working together to the same end. Similar words, teamwork, collaboration. There are three types, according to what we've read and gathered the facts of, when it comes to cooperation. There are three types of cooperation. You have coerced, voluntary, and unintentional. So when we get into this conversation, we'll begin to unfold some of these things in this definition as it plays to how we're living in real time. What's affecting us in the negative and what's affecting us in the positive, and trying to move towards the thought process of how we could increase the good and positive and begin to eradicate the negatives that seem to cause all of the problems in our life based off of ideals that was not designed by us, not thought of by us. We didn't have a say-so. We was born into this world. We was given our education. We was given our value system. So however we approach the world from the different angles that we do is highly predicated on what we've been taught thus far in this world through every institution that there is, whether that's economic institutions, religious institutions, the world of academia, which is our schooling systems, and every other system that is known to us, right? So with those two definitions there, group operation group cooperation. We're going to get into outside the box. Take it over, Coffee. You got it.
Tell me, give me, we speak about this every day. So please bear with me right now, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to figure out, okay, so we have one in the chamber. So let's get to that one. And then think about Icon. I think we can use your example with, when it comes to operation or no.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get to the message and think about what is under the social construct, the operations for you being in prison, and how did the social construct put you there and left you there while the outside people were still in prison, in my opinion, based on your experience and what you can share. So let's listen to this message, and that's what I want you to think about when you come back.
Hey Ma, how you been? What's up, Unc? How you been? God damn it. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
Salute to you. It's been a minute. Where he gone? Okay.
I don't know who that was. Salute to you too.
He said Unc. So, all right, nephew, he around here gallivanting and having a good time, I think. So, I don't know, he came in and he left out. But anyway, getting back to
operations of prisons. Let's start with that one.
Well, first and foremost, when I approached that whole juggernaut called prison, and I think about the economics that's tied to it. I think about the disruption of families that's caused by it. When I think about the men and women, those such as myself, which I'll come out and say, that was actually guilty of the crime that I was indicted for, which was conspiracy to commit armed bank robberies. When you look at that system in and of itself, how it creates jobs, so it employs people. The demand is very high for human commodity. So the prisons pretty much stay filled up because it's feeding a lot of people. While at the same time, it's also designed to tear down a lot of people, depending on where the person's mind is at. So the whole functioning of a so-called correctional institution, it's supposed to be a place where those who have committed infractions against the law, who have been convicted of a felony and or misdemeanor depending, and being put back into involuntary slavery, according to the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution of America. The whole system in and of itself is a business module. And in that business module, they have a corporate structure. If you know anything about business and how a corporate structure is put together, well, the prison system, like the FBI or the CIA or the United States of America, these are all corporate structures. They have mission statements. They have bylaws. They have rules. They have regulations. They have boards of directors, some of them, you know. So the function is not only to arrest, quote unquote, so-called criminals, but it is to house these criminals, right, up under the guise of correction. But at the truest essence of it, it's about business. It's all about the bottom line. Because in that prison structure, you have some prisons that are on the stock exchange. There are deals that go on under the table with people. So it's a money-making machine. And at the same token, the taxpayers are also carrying a burden because they're having to take tax monies to put into these prisons. Okay, so when you really look at the structure, The only way you're going to get any kind of correction out of that, out of a facility, is if you come to the understanding, meaning the individual or the prisoner has to come to an understanding that however they was living before they got to prison, they have to do something different. They got to think something different if they want to get out and stay out of prison. Because when you start understanding what the operation is and how every person within that prison that's a staff member or on the front line soldier, what we would call a CO, a correctional officer, they have a mission, and their mission is clear: maintain the orderly security and running of that prison. You got to keep the commodities as safe as you can, even though a lot of things go on in prison depending on the security levels, which indicates how some of the most violent people demonstrate inside of the prisons. But in every prison in that organized structure, their mode of operation, because the numbers are lopsided, you have way more prisoners than you have COs. But those small number of COs, through psychology, have the power to restrain, right, prisoners that may outnumber them 5-1. And to keep the idea that when you see this badge or you see this, whatever this is, know that that's power. It's a lot of things can happen to you if you violate. One, you're already sitting in prison, so you know if you're doing something wrong, right? Or even if you stand up and do something right, they would not lose control of that prison. It's a lot riding on that. So they have to use every measure that they can use in the way of placating, pacifying, or keeping you busy so that you don't focus on the fact that you're locked inside of a prison, away from society, away from your family. For some, because you committed a crime, and for others, who got caught up in somebody else's bullcrap, but all being used as a money-making scheme.
Part of the group operations that you and I had conversations were, how do people now who have family, who are in this position, whether it be because they don't have the financial means to assist to get good lawyers or to assist to read certain laws that may have, you know, potentially put them there because they just don't know. Like for your case, actually, you and I were talking about how do we give this information to families so that we understand why it's so important to work collectively and not push people like, okay, I'll give this example again because I am so hurt by this, but with Sandra Bland's situation, on her documentary, her bail was $5,000. You and I already know that prisons is a money-making thing. Like, bail is just ridiculous. And if we are not careful in knowing what that means, and why is it that it's so much money, and what resources are within each state of how you can get funding or help, you know, for your family member if you don't have the money to bail them out. This is why we need to work collectively and understand those social constructs so that when situations like Sandra Bland's happen, we act immediately. And this is what you had mentioned. Had she had more people supporting her cause and what she was trying to do, people would have known and went immediately to go bail her out $5,000, you know, with the $5,000. They couldn't even get the, what was it, the 10%, which was $500. They eventually got together, but by the time they got it, you know, it was kind of late. So here's a social construct of you get arrested because you're black, right? Now they put you in the booking. They process all the paperwork because just like at will employee, if your boss doesn't like the tie that you're wearing, you could get fired, right? For no justification in some states. New York State is an at will state. So of course, you know, that's why there's a lot of unions because they're protected based on their CBA. So for just watching the documentary, when her sister, when they said that, you know, they couldn't get the $500 together or, you know, together on time, you know, you could see the hurt in the family. But we need, those are the things that Icon and I will be working on to share the information to families of what you're really supposed to know about this and how to change it, how to lobby to make sure that this doesn't happen, that this shouldn't be, you should not be using money as a means to what, temporarily save the person to, like, what if, how many people do we not know have committed murders and have left out of bail because they had the money? So are you saying that people with money just get, you know, a slap in the hand? Okay, we'll see you in court, whatever. Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. They do get away with murder. But those are the examples that within operations we can talk about just in the family unit. You have mentioned Icon before about how in the family structure, everybody should have their contribution to what their involvement is within the family. Give us an example of what you had mentioned before earlier today.
Well, I'll give you this, okay? When we talk about business, like people say, I have my business, I've come up under a corporate structure, whether that's a sole proprietor or a partnership or LLC or S or C Corp. However, your particular business need to be covered. We talk about opening business. A billionaire friend of mine that was in prison with me, right? No lie. When he told me that when it comes to making money, when it comes to get access to money, right? It's not a color thing. It's not a black or a white thing. It's about a positioning thing. It's about being in good standing, right? So when you look at business in and of itself, it's structured. When you look at any institution of learning, any business structure, there's structure there. There are different things that have to be in place. This is your operations manual. It's going to tell you everything about what this business is, what it does, what its mission statement is, you know what I'm saying, what its bylaws are, all of these different things, right? They're going to be people that's going to be placed in certain positions, right, within the confines of this business and or somebody's job, right, that everybody in that building has a particular skill and or trade to do particular things. They could be in management. They could be the basic laborer. In that structure, everybody has a part to play. Everybody's contributing to that business and or the job that they're on. Everything has a policy, has laws, has codes. You go get the orientation manuals, which they're supposed to take you through orientations to give you heads up on the business that you're in or working for. The same way they have that type of structure, right? Case in point, another one, the military, because we read that in the definition. There is structure, there is order. The men and the women in our armed services, when they go there, they have a mission statement that they have to go by. They are sworn into positions where they have to uphold, right, certain laws and bylaws within that mission statement. They know the roles that they're going to play. They know the training and the conditioning that they're going to go through. everything in those positions that have structures are the ones that tend to make it. And when I say make it, meaning they have the strength of structure, the strength of organization, the strength of understanding what group operation is, excuse me, which is the particular set of rules and bylaws that they're going to be functioning and using, and they understand the power of group cooperation, meaning they're going to be working together with each other for a common cause, a common idea. And they tend to be very, very successful because when they stick to the rules, the regulations, the camaraderie that's built, right? By working together, cooperating with one another, not slandering each other, not backbiting each other, right? Not trying to cross each other. Because they understand the mission, what has to be accomplished. Save lives, protect lives, the different things that you're supposed to do. These same modes of thought process is the same mode of thought process we should have in our homes. Even though we are individuals, we're people, we're human beings, up under the construct, the way that it's set up for somebody else through their ideas to run and control not only your mind, but how you dictate things within your own home. Everything that we have an idea is somebody else's idea on how we're supposed to approach things. But what if, because we already looking and we know that there is a lot of very destructive things going on in the world around us. I mean, a lot of things is happening to us. And you're going to come to discover as we get deep into outside the box that the root problem is not who you think it is or what you think it is. Because we don't have no organization, no structure, because we don't sometimes have the proper masculine and feminine energies in the same spot working together, because we have a lot of single parenting homes, mothers left there to rear children, or in some rare cases the good men that's out there that are single fathers, parenting fathers out there that's trying to raise their children the correct way. And then we have those who are being crushed under the weight of these social constructs that never taught us the truth, that never taught us to what it means to understand how to have self-love and how to value yourself and how to respect yourself and to properly love yourself. And then have the wherewithal and the common sense to extend that to any other member of the human family. But up under the construct from the negative programming aspect, we've been turned into venomous vipers. The biggest haters of self, the biggest haters of each other. Quick to rush in where there's partying and fun, and slow to move where we can go get things that's actually going to benefit our lives and benefit the lives of our children. Through ownership as far as we can have it up under the construct that's in the hands of other people that run the country, that run the world, while we sit back on the sideline and perpetrate the fraud like we really that intelligence when the whole world around us is crumbling. I got a serious problem with that. So I had to address that problem. I didn't go to anybody. I went to the mirror and I looked at myself and said, how are you contributing to this problem? So my time in penitentiary or the many prisons that I did go through in them 28 plus years that I did in the Fed, that became my school, my university. I started doing self-study. I wanted to know everything that I could about how certain things is formulated, how certain things is put in place, who's controlling what. Who's benefiting, who's not benefiting. So I had to look at myself and how did I get caught up in this vicious web, this vicious cycle? In most cases, it's because we don't have the upbringing where we look at our family life as a business. When we don't look at our own individual selves as a business. So I tell people all the time, when you get up in the morning, your first order of business is you. You got to begin to start taking care of you. That means get up, getting your body together. If you got a job to go to or a business to go to, or you're going to look for a job or going to do something constructive, brush your teeth, take a shower. You taking care of your first order of business, you. And in that process, while you gathering yourself and you thinking about what you have to do within that day, if you have children there, once we don't got up and took care of the first order of business, making sure our the faculties of our mind is balanced, for one thing, clear your thoughts up so you can think straight as much as possible. Because most people don't even know they up under a social construct and somebody else is dictating their thoughts. That's making them value things that up under normal circumstances that tied to the truth, they wouldn't even entertain. So we have to look at our family structure just the same way we look at a business structure. Because after I get myself together, my thoughts are straight. As a man, I know I got a mission statement, and that mission statement got to be fulfilled. If I got a family there, I got to start making sure my family good. If I got a wife there or significant other there, I got to make sure that they good and up and start to get ready. Because the team got to be ready. We want to be successful. That means we're going to be protecting our brand. I am a brand. The icon, I am a brand. My character, my reputation, right? How I present myself to the people. When I go out, I got to go out and I got to represent excellence. Because I want my brand to stay sanitized. I want to be the one that's trustworthy. If I give you my word, best believe I'll die trying to fulfill it. We got to start making them kind of connections being that kind of real. So the family structure has to be looked at as business. Do you want a business that's crappy, that is not successful? Most of us will say, no, I got to get my money right. My chips got to be up. Well, money is a made thing. Should we have that same type of energy for the families that we say we love? We'll go all out for the business to get the fiat or the money to get the red bottoms or the designer or whatever the case may be, but we won't put that same type of energy to make sure we got a successful family. There's something wrong with that picture. And we got many families right now that's dysfunctional. There's a lot of different things going on behind closed doors, like domestic violence, abuse of children, the taking advantage of men, drug use, alcoholism, just to name a few. That a lot of people ain't exposed to, but these type of households, single parent or two parents together that can't stand each other, fighting all the time. Not to mention the people that's in the graveyard that were victimized so bad that they lost their lives. This is real information, not something that we making up or inventing. Because we don't understand the process of business. I'm talking to those of us that don't understand. Those that do understand business, you know what I'm saying is right and exact. If you want a successful business, you're going to put in the sacrifice, the time to know all that you can before you even establish it. By doing your feasibility work and understanding what you have at your disposal or what you have that you can use as references to get certain things to make sure the business get up and running, where you can actually operate it and hire people that you pray will cooperate and make the business run right by following the codes of ethics. So we should look at ourselves as a business, not to be exploited, but to be cultivated, nourished in truth. These are just a few of the things. So because we don't have as many families that structured that way or understand the dynamics of what's being said, all they can rely on is negative programming coming from a social construct through the education that they've been indoctrinated in. Every thought that we have is not a thought of our own. It's coming from somewhere. I can't tell you the last time I had an original thought, but I can tell you that I've been focusing on that. And or finding the positive in the social construct that is parallel to truth from a natural position. Nature. And I'll stop right there for now. Go ahead, Salty.
We have three messages, so let's listen to those messages. And then I remind me to respond to your message just now about family unit, and I can give some resources and tips on how to prepare now. It's never too late. Tixie Baby, Mars the Black, Vin Tramp, Griff. Wait. I am 360. Oh, wait, life is the 360. Life, I'm sorry. 360. She changed her avatar, so I can't see. And Black Casper, thank you for joining us. And for those of you on Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you for hanging in there.
This is a really good show concept. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer. I definitely followed you both, so I can tune in. Have a great rest of the show. I'll be listening to the playback, but this is definitely interesting and much needed. Mark, yeah. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Salute.
Black Casper.
Hey, good evening. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. The ones that made it, happy Sunday. What's up, Icon? How you doing? Just Black Casper, man, out here in the stereo street, stopping in and showing some love and support. What's up, Saudi Coffee? How you doing, beautiful? Yeah, I'm out here in Alabama, y'all. I'll be headed to ATL sometime tomorrow. Just out here, just showing some love, letting y'all hear my voice, man. Hope y'all doing okay, man. Icon, Saudi Coffee, Black Casper, I'm out of here. Y'all have a wonderful Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday to Monday. But hey, y'all. I'll be listening, Black Casper. I'm out of here. Keep it going.
Salute to you, Black Casper.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up, Icon? I just came through here to show support. Like I said, I would. Unfortunately, my best friend from high school, he lives a couple hours away, came up for the weekend. We had good food, good times. Stayed after a little later than normal to watch the soccer game today. So I got some work to catch up to. I've been listening for a while, but I really got some... a lot of stuff to get done before tomorrow. So anyway, good talk, man. Appreciate you. Catch you guys later.
Absolutely. My main man.
Thank you.
Got to hook up with him on the...
Yeah.
On the back show.
So going back into the operations part of the family unit, and I know we have like 15 minutes. We do want to just do 1 hour, but if we run more, that's fine. One of the things that intrigued me at some point in my life is that I realized, like, why do we do the things we do? Like, since a child, you know, I never understood the whole Christmas thing. I wasn't really taught that it was something that we did. Usually, traditionally, in the Latino culture, we just get together. Like, it doesn't have to be a big thing. We just do big things all the time. So, you know, once I started having my own family unit, I was very careful with, you know, the line about Santa Claus or if it was gifts. And one thing that my mentor, when I was 20, taught me was that I don't recall where I got it from, but the answer was, if you give a child a gift today, will they remember that gift 20 years later? And that stuck on my head, like, man. Sometimes me as an adult now, I always remember wanting something and never getting it. So I worked hard, you know, throughout my life to get it, and then realized that once that I got it, oh, so to me, I learned that it was more important the journey that it took you to get something that you want versus just having somebody else give it to you. So if you're a parent or if you're going to be one someday, learn that children really don't ask for much. They don't really require much other than you just being present. Like, the best present is your presence. In the event that you have family that insist on getting gifts, because that's just what they do, because of course people give gifts because it makes them feel better, right? Because it has nothing to do with the person receiving sometimes. In the past, what I used to do was give my purchase savings bonds. I would ask the family to provide savings bonds. I don't know, and I know we had this conversation before, but I don't know if they still provide those for kids. But in this today, 2022, we already know that there's Acorns, there's Coinbase, there's Bitcoins, and even Cash App has made it as easy as teaching your children how to utilize the new currency in the global economy is so important, because this will not only have you free from any debt moving forward when they go to college, but it would free them themselves from creating any additional debt that is unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary. Colleges are not getting any cheaper, but it is important to get an education just so that students can get a critical thinking and logical thinking, which will create thinking outside the box. Hopefully, I mean, that's what you hope for. And that's where the positive programming comes in. You know, you go to the idea is that the social construct is you go to school to get good grades, you get good grades to get a good job, you get a good job to go to college, whatever, to buy a house. You buy a house because that's just what society told you to do, right? So instead of thinking it of that way, because you're trying to make it better for the next generation, which I'm sure our parents tried their best with what they knew, right? We should always pursue to make it better, not just for ourselves, but for the entire community. And for me, I never understood why people will leave communities thinking that they're more successful and more, I don't know, I guess, yo, I'm out, and never come back to build or provide the same information that was given to you on how to get out. You know, you don't come back to give that information to your communities. I think that is so important. Whether they're your culture or not, you should come back, because somehow they ended up there also, right? Mm-hmm. So within the family unit, I think it is important for children to get responsibilities. You cut that power off, you cut the Wi-Fi off. It doesn't have to be every day, but you explain to them the positive of having TikTok and the negative of having TikTok. You explain to them, you know, and even yourself, you know, it's not about, oh, my bank account, I have a separate bank account and he has a separate bank account. That doesn't really work, because we've tried that, right? Married people have tried that. That doesn't work either, right? Many times.
Many times.
So we're going to get now into the group cooperation. And for me, this part is so important, because united we stand, divided we will fall. And I think it's so important for everyone to pay attention to what's not being said in the news, on social media, and to continue to identify by either listening to this outside the box episodes, or by just continuously ask yourself, why do I do this? And if I'm not happy up to this day, what can I do to switch that mind thinking of how I'm going to move forward to find a solution to that problem? I can sit here all day and give you examples of what you can do, but really, it's really up to you. It's really up to you. When I tell people I don't celebrate holidays, I don't do funerals, I don't do hospitals, you know, they're like, oh, I get that look, or like, wow, she's so dry. But if you really get to know me, you understand why I am the way that I am. And I think that's part of why you actually are so, like, you're my co-host now. Because, yeah, well, we're hosting. We're hosts. But you're my co-operator.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, it's important to have conversations with people, even when you have to get outside the box.
Absolutely.
Because absolutely. I learned so much from many different religions. I learned from many people from all over the country. Oh, I mean, all over the world. You know, working at where I work at, of course, I engage with students from all over the world. And the stuff that I hear, it's like, why are Americans so, like, worried about this? Like, really? We need to be focused on this, you know? But I'm hoping that with Outside the Box and the conversations, that we can collectively cooperate in understanding why we do the things we do and what can we do to make them better, whether that be here on Stereo and, you know, identifying our comments or our why. We go to room sometimes and it's the same thing and it starts getting boring. We don't want it to be boring here. We wanted that every week, every Sunday, we give you a little bit of what we talk about every day of actual real stuff that's happening and what you can do to identify the positive programming so that it can make you and your family better and happier. Because ultimately, that's what we want, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I second that motion. And I want to say this when you're finished.
I'm done. Like you say, yeah. I land in my plane. What is it that you say?
Well, I got
to ask you. I know everybody's laughing now.
I took that from Big Boy a long time ago. He was
Yes,
let me land my plane on this one. So okay. I can't take no credit for that one, but I liked it, so I continue to use it. Okay. We got one in the chamber. We'll get to that, and then I'll get to
what I
wanted
to say.
Let's get to Mars. Mars the Black. Let's go.
Shout out to the panel. Shout out to the big homie Icon. Shout out to Salty Coffee. Man, I really appreciate what y'all been saying. Like, 100% believe the family union is very vital to raising and developing, like, young minds and young people. So shout out to Icon. Shout out to Salty. Mars the Black just signed through, showing y'all some love and high vibrations, man. Black in the field. Hey.
Hey, salute to that, Mars the Black. Definitely love that, those words of encouragement and acknowledgement, man. And we definitely salute that. And know that you too on the battlefield doing what you can to be that example. Knowing that we're not perfect, but students, yeah. Still not making no excuses and putting the work in, nonetheless. What you say, beloved?
And to his students, you know, or the where he works at. But when he said that it's so important for the family unit, every day we see it diminishing, right? If you see, at least in New York, if you see an Asian family, it is known that the mother or the parents will live with the couple to raise the grandkids. That's what I want to continue seeing, because I don't understand where we divided that, where it ended somehow. Like, what's going on? You know, and you will marry someone and that person's like, no, your mother's not going to live with us. I can't stand your mother. And to me, that just baffled me. I'm like, how did you two get together? You know, and your family is not even like, it's weird to me. It's very weird. It's very, unconventional, right? Sort of, kind of, well, untraditional. But I like to see that. I like to see where the grandparents are the one teaching still the language of their culture, their food. They teach them how to cook. You know, they continue that, you know, that they're where they're from and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that we can do that as well. And if you don't do that, start it. Like, be the one, be the grandparent that will do that.
And that's so important that you say that, even from when you were talking earlier about, you know, when we really look at the family structure. And when I say about having approaching that from a business perspective, like taking care of your business. But here's a couple of things about this group cooperation. When we hear people say that poor people need welfare, or we got our government officials, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're misappropriating funds that should be going to the poor to help build up. They're not going that way. We talk about poverty, extreme forms of poverty, right here in the United States, and around the world. And when I look at these things, and when we have these conversations, Salty and I, and I'm doing a breakdown of it in my mind, I'm saying to myself, like, how did this social construct called poverty come into play? See, sometimes it's just as simple as asking a question or formulating a thought. How did poverty come into existence? I mean, it's enough stuff that there shouldn't be one person that should have to go without in the world, because the earth produced so many natural resources. Right? Everything that we have, everything that we're connected to, it comes from the earth. So why are people impoverished? Why do poverty even exist? Why is homelessness a thing in this construct? How did these things happen? You see, you don't need permission to ask questions. You just need a mentality to stop and say, let me figure out why I'm successful and why I'm not. Let me figure out, am I a part of the problem or a part of the solution, potentially? Is this questioning? Okay. We was talking about a case in point where we in a community that is known, quote unquote, as the ghetto or the slum, impoverishment, rats, roaches, dirt, pissy hallways, whatever you can think of a place that's just been driven down in the dirt, right? All the roads got potholes in them, glass, and what would be a park for children to play is a place where people go exercise, the setting of drugs, prostitution, gang violence, wars, fighting, whatever the case may be. But just run down. And you see some people in there that's a reality. They normalize it. Some people that's fighting like hell to get up out of that situation. When you think about things like, and I'm saying black people now, because every race or so-called race, they have your numbers. But if black people together as a collective have a purchasing power, do our spending, they give numbers. Now I don't remember if you said 2 trillion or 12 trillion today when we were talking, Softy, but I know it was in the trillions, the type of money that we spend, right? As a collective, as consumers, and not as a collective group of individuals that are producers. So we're spending a whole lot of money on a whole lot of things that ain't bringing us a whole lot of joy and a whole lot of peace. And somebody's benefit, because if it's 2 trillion or 12 trillion, that's a lot of damn money within the confines of the system. So you would ask yourself, why are there black people or so-called black people, because I'm just speaking to people of color right now, people of color within this corporate structure called America, why are there poor people? Why are there poor people? Why are there projects and slums? Why are there people in this world that can't see the good in themselves, hate themselves, and would do anything to hurt themselves? Meaning, not just their physical self, but another person that looks like them. Now, this goes on in not only the so-called black race, but every other race too. There are forms of this ideology that's going on where people are untrustworthy, We're haters of each other. We're backbiters and slanders. We're hypocrites. We say one thing and doing another thing. Hey, I'm guilty of all these things. I'm just your brother in the trenches. I'm just the messenger. I'm in my chains. I'm working on trying to take responsibility and hold myself accountable because I want to be on the right side of truth. But when you look at all these different things that separate us, one has to ask the question, why? Why? Don't you know that if we wanted every person in our communities to have a home, they should be able to get it. $12 trillion can buy a lot of damn houses and good houses. Good land. If it was unified. If there was a way people can really stop and say, no, the hell with Disney World this year, the hell with Christmas this year, the hell with anything that's coming down the commercial line that is designed to feed me a story that has no relevancy to anything, but then gonna reach in my pocket and take another part of the system or construct, which is money or currency, and then use that against me, and I'm gonna give it away. But I can't come together to make sure that a sister like Sandra Bland don't have the money that she needs to get bailed out of a jailhouse, but loses her life. Or that we walking around seeing children that are single parenting moms around here that's fighting hard to try to get formula for her baby or Pampers for that baby. And them babies living in housing that is not fit for animals sometimes because of the bugs and infestations. How can this be so? What is it about the social construct from the negative position, that negative programming that influences us to where we think we the shiz naive? It's all about me. Hell to hell with everybody else. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm in survival mode. You want to take on all this pressure by yourself, but you never stop to think it could be so much easier if we corrected our own attitude by questioning it. Now, if you don't know that you have the right to question your own thoughts or these thoughts that drive you to do what you do, let me tell you from my mouth to your ears, you don't need no permission from nobody to self-check your damn self. Because at the end of the day, most of the problems that we face, it comes from our own selves to how we think and what we're lending our minds to. We want to be on the scene and make all the time in the world to go play and have fun and be caught up in sport and play. But I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but when we begin to make that the priorities, you got to have a Birkin bag every time. You got to have red bottoms every time. You got to have the big rims on the car every time. You got to have the jewelry Thompson is diamond encrusted every time. Yeah, that's us. It got to look a certain way for other people all the time. Things that don't have no relevancy and don't benefit us a damn thing outside of some concocted fashion statement because we want to impress some people that still don't even understand what group operation and group cooperation, that we would live in slums, pull Bentleys and limousines up to projects, that we would risk our life and freedoms to rob and sell drugs. I was there. I done that. And for those that know what I'm talking about, don't been through that, you've done that. Or even if you wasn't a criminal, like Salty said, working 32 years of her life, feeling like a prisoner to a job. There are a lot of people walking around in prison, in misery, every day. How do you free yourself? How do you eradicate poverty? How do you turn a ghetto into a heaven? It starts with going into a process where you get information to people that don't even know that their minds have been hijacked from the time that they was born. Not to work with itself or with others, but against itself and others for the benefit of others who call the shots, who run the world, who make the laws, who form the construct, who give the ideals, who coerce us, who force us, who gave us no opportunity to take any of the thing that was formulated up under the corporate structure called America, its constitution. We didn't have a damn thing to do with it. But we have to live by it. We suffer by it. And if we are blessed to make some kind of gain by trying to do something different other than the obvious things that will bring us down, then some of us get a little success. But do we have the right attitude when we get success? In many cases, we leave the slums and we really leave the slums. And we think the passing out of turkeys on a Thanksgiving or giving Christmas toys at Christmas time, yeah, we want to see the people eat. And yeah, we want to see the kids happy. But damn, don't you think setting up an account for that child to start saving money, putting them in CDs for them, wouldn't that work better for them up under the structure that we up under this system? That they can have access to positive programming? See, group cooperation means working together. Getting past some of this petty stuff. Women hating women, but at the same time talking about they advocates for each other. I see a lot of women that's at odds with each other, competing with each other, trying to outdo each other. And men, we ain't no damn better. We just as worse. Beating our chest like we're in the jungle, because we want Jane to see us out here. I'm going to beat my chest. I got to be the bad thing on the block. A socially constructed mind thinks like an animal in the jungle. An intelligent man rises above his emotions and to the thinking of the Most High, so as it is with our women. Why you want the bow? Why you want the guy that's the most aggressive but don't use his brain? He gonna brute his way through world. How big his chest and his muscles is, or how fine his Mercedes Benz is. Is that what we've been confined to? Hell yes. That's why we see the brokenness that we see. That's why we see poverty the way we see it. That's why we continue to have mothers being abused in their own homes, children getting taken advantage of, men getting dragged through the dirt, because we ain't stopping to focus on what's most important. And it's not Birkin bag, Gucci, or Fendi, or any of that stuff. You got to take care of your business first. And when we get that together, not just me as an individual, Salty as an individual, but making sure that we get the collective of self together, get each other together. When we step out of our house, work with our community, and all of us get together, we work together for the common good of everybody. We don't have to agree on everything, but let's at least have the decency and the common sense to know that just because that woman got a Mercedes, right, but she treats you with respect, you ain't got to hate on her because she has the Mercedes. It's a damn car. A car that you might have to take a ride in because you're doing something positive. If you understood group operation and group cooperation, we need to be more cooperative with one another. And that's in every phase of our life. Even in our relationships, we got to stop looking at relationships the way that we do. Salty just said it earlier. You got married couples, man. Ain't got it right yet. And that's based upon the quality of your mind. Group cooperation is a very important thing. It can eradicate poverty. I'm telling you, it can. Pooling our resources. Don't you know some of the wealthiest people in this world, when they go through their trust and they build these compounds, like the Kennedys, huh? They stay on a compound, family together. I've come across some wealthy people here in Jacksonville doing some of the type of work that I've done here in Jacksonville. The family don't go no damn well. Everybody on the same land, the same property, they just build on. They keep that money right there at headquarters. We walking around here paying $1,100 for a one-bedroom apartment. That's where I'm at right now. $1,100. Paying a mortgage. Got to come up out of that. Everybody in this country should own a home. There's no reason why everybody in this country should have a home, an asset. But what's driving us away from it? That's what we're trying to expose. That's what we're trying to get to. Not by blaming other people, but telling people put the onus on yourself. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution, and you really need to check yourself and see what it is you're doing, not somebody else first. Deal with yourself first. Because all of us are up under this social construct and have this negative programming where things don't influence us to bring the very worst out of us. We ain't upstanding men anymore. We niggas. Nigga, I'm like that, nigga. We ain't empresses and queens no more. We the baddest bitches out here now. Come on, man. For real? But hey, I participated in this stuff. I did. I'm honest about it. I was a big hoe one time. Had plenty of women in my life. I don't rob. I don't shot pistols. I don't fault. I don't got my ass kicked. I don't kick the ass. I don't been the biggest liar, the biggest hypocrite. I did a lot of things up under that social construct when I didn't know no better. Even though instinctively I did know right from wrong, but I'm so disconnected from the truth and ain't nobody really sit me down and explaining it the way I'm explaining it. We've been tampered with from the time we was born. And given that social security number and that number that's on your birth certificate, which are account numbers, you live up under your straw man, which is your name. They're using a fictitious name, and that accesses the grid. The real person is being used as a laborer unless you know what time it is, unless you know how to navigate these rough terrains up under this corporate structure called America or anywhere in the world that you go. We got to know these things, and we're making it plain where a baby can understand. We got to stop and say, what have I been paying attention to all this time that make me think the way I think and do the things that I do? Do I really need the Birkin? Do it really have to be the Mercedes? Do I really need to go get my kids some toys they're going to play with for 3 days, and then I'm going to spend the rest of the year stepping on that crap and crying to get the damn toys out the damn... Did I tell you to put them toys up? It's plastic. It ain't serving no purpose in their life. If you ain't giving the children the type of plastic that hold proceeds, don't give them no damn tricycles and toys. Give them something that can advance them in life. Go ahead, Salty.
We have a message, but I do want to... you okay?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm good. I wanted to go over a couple of things, but that we also had a conversation earlier about the whatever amount of money, which I think was in the trillions, that we spend a year in the United States to very few Black owned or Latino owned businesses, more so of the other. Hold on.
I think most of that poverty stemmed with the escalation and rise of capitalism. And I don't mean like all capitalism, because, you know, but most capitalism is just based off greed and profit. And I think that's another good thing. Like, most social constructs stem from programming. And I like what Salty said, like, we're forgetting our elders. Like, we're sending them to, like, convalescent homes and stuff. And therefore, we're diminishing our culture. Or like roots or you know, where our backgrounds come from, and we're slowly being implemented into the beast that is the U.S., the United States. But yeah, man, I'm loving the conversation, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Ashe, Ashe, to my brother Icon and the Queen Salty. How are you? It's good to come in and hear you, bro. I feel your energy, as always, man. It's always authentic. I'm just glad to come out and hear you for a while, bro. I appreciate you all the time. Ashe.
Ashe, my brother, that's love, bro. That's love and respect to Akashic and the whole family. And it's always good to hear your voice too, brother. You know, I'm linked to you in a very, very special way. Continue to keep that head up and continue to be the force that you are in this world, and the good work that you do in helping people and helping us, because I've come into the classroom with you and Queen of Wands, and I've sat in the classroom and and had a chance to plug into the energy and the information to get on that spiritual level to where, you know, we can look beyond this physical right now and begin to understand some things in the spiritual sense, the natural sense, to help us understand these laws that govern every single living thing that exists. So I definitely want to salute you for the work that you do, bro. And Salty,
you got something? Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Twix Baby, Mars. Absolutely. The Black.
Absolutely.
Life is a 360, Black Casper.
Salute.
Humbly Examining, Akashic.
Salute.
Did I say that right?
Salute.
And my Serenity, how are you? Haven't seen you in a while. But going back to the trillions of the money, that I had a conversation with one of your family members, and we were talking about, you know, growing our own foods. And mm-hmm. I asked her if Florida had any laws, because, of course, if anybody knows me, they know that I'm looking to retire soon. And I'm looking for land. And a place to be able to grow my own food, right?
Yes.
And she said that there is no laws regarding growing your own fruits and vegetables. However, you are not able to sell them. And I thought that was very interesting. But she did say that she was very upset because when she was younger, she would just like pick up oranges from like the street, like they just will fall, and yeah, you know, hey, there's an orange in the street, let me eat it, you know. And when she had to pay $2 for an orange, she went ballistic, you know. But that's the life that we're living today. Like, why is it that if you have a tree that grows apples or oranges, you're not shipping those to places where there's hunger, or places where there's obesity, or places where, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, I guess, it has nothing to do with, of course, that's purposely done. So I don't know if people are just not thinking that way and it's not happening because we're so indoctrinated in that, oh no, we have to go get a gift at Macy's because, you know, you want to feel better about yourself giving a gift. I don't know. I don't know what that is. But we do have a lot of programs in New York City where we do roof gardening, where that is in the curriculum now in all schools in New York. So I think it's important for us to, again, learn how to lobby, learn how to be involved in the school, public schools. Parents have rights in when it comes to creating or changing the curriculum. You have to really get involved. You have to be there every day. You have to understand how the system works. And if you don't understand it, go to another state and let them tell you how it works there. Go visit another school, go visit another country and see how it works there. I know this famous guy, I forget his name, Mike Myers, I think it is. I forget his name, but he did a whole documentary on school lunches in different countries or school benefits, work benefits in other countries. So let's look at that. Let's look at what laws we have to grow our own foods, and let's change that if your state doesn't allow you to grow your own or sell it or share it, right? Another show that I want people to think about watching is Trigger Warning by Killer Mike. It's about 8 episodes. It's on Netflix. And the idea of the show was him going out and trying to live in a world where he can only buy or use Black business owned products. And he'll show you, it's a documentary of 9 episodes. He will show you how that did not work well. So that's one. And you and I had a conversation earlier about, is there a telephone company or phone, mobile phone company that's owned by a black person? And what was it? We found maybe one. I think it was one.
Something about T-Mobile, but
yeah, T-Mobile kept popping up, and I'm like, well, is T-Mobile like, But we also know, you and I, after reading so many documents and articles, that that's purposely done. Like, you know, these bigger corporations get the grants, they get the tax subsidies, they get the locations, they get the land. They really pretty much make it very difficult for smaller businesses to make it when it comes to networking and air space, to purchase airspace, meaning to purchase a satellite, the locations to put your satellites. So I was told that if I wanted to invest, to not worry too much about buying land and a home, but to buy airspace, because that's what's really gonna be the future thing. But I have to do more research on that. I really don't know. When it comes to stocks, we are going through a transition of a global economy type of thing. And I'm still doing research on that transition and how that's going to work for me, because I have been an investor since 1990, but through the traditional, you know, way of doing that. And I don't know how that's going to look in another 50 years, but I think it's very important for us to, wherever you work, if you're working a 9-to-5, and even if you have a business, wherever you work, make sure you check your benefits. Because if, let's say, for instance, you work for a franchise, most of the time you have stocks that they give you put aside for your retirement. So make sure that you ask questions and that you get your benefit when you do get your benefit packet, if any, which I do know that you do have one. I don't care what level you are. You could be the cashier, you could be the person who maintains the inventory. Whoever you are and whatever franchise you're working for, you are part owner of that franchise and you have shares that the company gives you under your name. So please make sure that you check that. They also provide grants, scholarships for your children, scholarships for you. So whatever benefits that you are not aware of from the place that you work, please, please, please make sure that you check. And if no one gives you answers, you shouldn't be working there. That's all I'm saying. You should be working in places where they have mentors. That's gone. I remember when I was 16, everywhere that I worked, there was a mentor person. There was one person who showed you how to read a paycheck, that showed you what taxes were going to be deducted, and how you do your taxes. Because let's be for real, they don't teach you that in school sometimes. And when they do, you probably skipped or was playing hooky because you were under, you want to have fun.
You got there playing. We was playing because that's what we taught to do, play.
Yeah.
Kids, let them kids play.
And I think it's also important for us to know that we're not out here telling you be strict with your kids and stuff like that. There has to be a balance. There has to be a balance because children these days are very sensitive. And post COVID, I'm not sure what happened in that gap between 2020 and 2021, but there is something there that's not, I'm looking at it, that's not normal. And I hope that parents are really paying close attention, not so much to be a helicopter parent or, you know, give them the freedom, but yet be very assertive, you know, have the operations. This is how this house is going to operate moving forward, because guess what? Everything in this lifetime today, since COVID, is subject to change.
Yep. And you need structure.
And you need to know how to move forward when that change comes. So look what happened with COVID. We realized that there was a lot of domestic violence, that a lot of kids were not living in good conditions, that a lot of kids did not have internet. Why is that? Ask yourself why. So, and one more thing. I also had told Icon that someone mentioned one time, the reason why a lot of people are getting killed is because they are not insured. If everyone had insurance, many people would be very careful about killing each other. And I just want to leave that there.
Definitely, brother, king and queen, you know, and to everyone listening, you know, there's so much that we have to unlearn. There's so much we have to unlearn. Of course, to relearn. So many things that has to be undone. We're talking about a nation of people that was robbed of their destiny and had no idea of knowing what that destiny was once we were taken from, you know, our roots and, you know, coming into a whole other culture. So, you know, it's a work in progress. Unfortunately, the bad experiences that we're having over here in this country is helping a lot of us become conscious of, you know, what we need to be doing and aspiring to. So we just have to continue to fight. We have to continue to struggle. We have to keep moving forward. And knowing that, you know, we'll never see yesterday again, only in our mind. And each day is, of course, another opportunity for us to continue to elevate.
Absolutely. Well said, my brother.
Thank you.
No objections. Nothing to add, nothing to take away. Eloquently said.
Quick question, guys. How do y'all determine the biases and the reliability, trustworthiness of a news source? An example is when I look on YouTube, the easiest thing for me is to look for YouTube for advice, but the advice seems to be do what they did and to start a YouTube channel, but that's not a game I really want to play. So I'm not sure how to like suss out what's good for me and what's just not relevant, you know.
Well, I think I understand this question.
Me too. But you go.
When it comes to the validity of sources, everything is suspect. It's suspect to me. Everything needs to be checked out because, again, up under these social constructs, and those that control the current, the mental currency, meaning having the power to keep the illusion going or to, you know, mind manipulate through psychological warfare, keep us distracted by bombarding us with a lot of different things. But when it comes right down to putting yourself in a position where you can do the things that you need to do, you need to, well, I'm just saying this is an opinion of mine. I'm not saying you have to take this as stone, but this is the way I'm thinking about it. What I would do is make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to put myself in a position where I understand what's my priorities. You know, what do I really need? You know, and what we need the most is clean air, fresh water to be able to drink, food and shelter. Those are the basic things that every human being needs or and should have access to those things, right? And we do have access to air. We may not have access to the cleanest air or the cleanest water, but we have certain things in place that makes it breathable and drinkable, right? And then outside of that, by making sure that I'm doing what I have to do to understand what it is that I need, what else can I do through the lens of what the construct is? What am I allowed to do? Because I might want to read that list first, because that might be the short list. I can remember that one, because I know the list of what you can't do going to be very long, right? So I need to know what it is I'm driving for. What do I have access to? What don't I have access to? And those things that I don't have access to, is there a way to access them? We have to be thinking in this way.
Right.
Because these are military tactics that's going down to already kind of frustrate you so that you don't have the mentality to carve something out for yourself or be in the mind frame of legacy, doing something that could be beneficial, not just for the self, but for other people, generations and generations to come. They don't want that thought to be ignited in your head. They want us to be on this microwave thing. We want to be sensationalized. We want it right here today, damn tomorrow, I want it today. We're not thinking long term. I'll be thinking about our progeny. Because if you're thinking about your progeny, meaning your bloodline, your flesh moving down the line, like these wealthy people that pass off, right, control to deeds and titles and business, right? Commercial, residential, whatever laws, being in positions of authority, calling the shot, whatever it is, that's what they're leaving their children. And anybody that was wise enough, for whatever reason they did it, to attach themselves to that and understand what that was, so that they too can elude and escape what the masses are feeling because they're not paying attention. You see, there has to be a slave, right, in order for there to be a master. If you see a master, trust and know a slave is somewhere. That's how the dynamics work. And slave doesn't just mean those that came up under the horrific form of chattel slavery in the so-called black man or woman here in America. But we have to understand that slave also means, as far as the corporate structure is concerned, we do business here. We are a capitalistic society. Everything is about business. The bottom line. And those that control the ideals that's passed on to us, that we have no say-so in, it make us very competitive. The system that we live in, we are vicious competitors. We worse than sharks that eat their own in the belly. I watched that on National Geographic. We got killer in us because our humble natures have been tampered with. The stuff that we living and witnessing in the world today is not normal. We've normalized it. Centuries of conditioning, mind programming, indoctrination. It started somewhere. We didn't just come in the world, came up out of mama's precious womb and started walking. We had to go through a process. It had to be a beginning for all that to happen. America didn't just, the people from England didn't just come here and say, boom, it's the United States. It was a process that went with that. It was a whole lot of group operation and group cooperation going on with that. What we're living and what we're seeing in the aftermath, because some of us don't even pay attention to history. And for the ones that do, we get caught up in history and make it just some great story so we can shed a tear every now and again, not knowing that this history is being repeated in the present and is going to continue in the future if we don't stop and do something about it. And if the masses don't want to come, you connect with as many as you can that have a like mind and build something that you can bankroll any project that you want to bankroll, that you can build men and women that will take defense courses, what, to protect what we have. Ain't no man over no woman, ain't no woman over a man. We coming to the table connecting positive energy. That yin and that yang thing tied up in the spirit. And yes, we're going to have to save those women out there that need to be saved, because the women are the key to every success we ever going to have. The cure and what we need going to come through the womb of a woman. That's how we all got here. And we supposed to be here, because out of a billion sperms, we made it. We was the one that fought and got there. So you got work to do. But that's what I would do. I would have to make sure that my priorities and how it's going to affect me long term, long after I'm gone. That's going to predicate. And who cares about the biasness of the people? Just know how to deal with it when it comes. And know that when you're doing business, you got to put protection on yourself. You deserve it. It's there for us. It's there for us. Anything that we want. We don't just have to accept the negative part of the programming up under the construct. Let's identify the positive things that happen up under the construct. Because if it's a positive thing, you best believe that it's tied to the natural order of things. And the universe going to tell us what it is. Nature going to let us know what it is. And the essence of those things that bring it to life and make it animated, it begins to give us an understanding on why we need to protect these innocent and humbleness spirits about ourselves, that we don't turn into animals or give in to our lower self. Because that's what's happening to us. We're not Gizmo no more. We're not the little furry cute one. We don't turn into full-fledged gremlins. It's not just
the gremlins.
Movie. It's an attitude. It's an ideal. Go ahead, Salty.
No, I misunderstood the question for something else because my response was going to be totally different. I heard trustworthiness of something, and I probably didn't understand it, the question, in the way that you heard it. For me, when it comes to, because I heard YouTube and trust, so that was it for me.
Those I might have two. Heard it wrong, so I just been yeah, on that, the
no, that's now. Fine. I think I'm going to use those two words, and then maybe Vintram can explain later what it was, the question. But for example, if you're being solicited to do something because you feel like it's something right to do for your future, like investing, let's say, and there's a company that's like, well, yeah, you know, if you just put $5,000, man, you can make, okay. Slow your roll and slow down. Sometimes I know I've been criticized for not charging for the information that I give out. And there's a reason to my madness for that. When you feel that something is not right, go with your feeling. Do as much research as you can. Follow through. Ask as many questions until, if it doesn't make any sense to you at the moment, ask, where's the history of this thing? And if it's something new, you know, that's difficult for me to answer because I didn't start investing in something new. When I started investing, I was 20 years old, but I had people who already had done it and showed me. They provided proof to me, listen, if you do this, by the time you turn this age, this is what happens. There, you don't have to be a man. You don't have to be white. It doesn't matter. Just fill this out. Your half of your check, a percentage of your check will go in there. And that's what you need to do. You don't need to go buy a new car. You don't need to move to a better neighborhood. You don't just do this so that by the time you get to this age, this is the amount that you're going to have. So whatever it was that your question was, we have lost the ability to have intuition. That's how programmed we are. So don't question your feeling. If you feel that something is not right, then contact Icon. Contact me. We'll find the resources. We'll trust me. We'll find it. We'll find something to let you know, hey, this is legit. This is not legit. We're not professionals. We're not
per se.
Well, you know what I mean. We're professionals at what we do as advocacy for people because we want the best for you. I don't charge for what I do because someone gave that to me. Someone gave me resources 32 years ago that put me where I am today. And I want to pay it forward. So, yeah. So if that's what it was, maybe this is him again. Okay.
Thank you guys. Both you and Icon Salty Coffee answered my question really
okay.
well.
Okay.
It was a little vague, but I got a lot from y'all's answers. Like, you know, question everything. Everything can be suspect. Mm-hmm. And then some of the practical things Salty Coffee said, like, if my gut is going crazy, then, you know, maybe it's a bad idea. And then I'm really thinking really hard on the idea of group cooperation is what builds society. And been trying to go on my own, but yeah. New priorities, I think, that I'm going to think through very carefully. Next again, guys.
Yeah. So, like those are the two words. I heard YouTube, trust, and biases, and I went from there. But one of the...
I like that it came together in that both of the
responses.
Responses were in sync, and that's a beautiful thing. Say, hey, we in sync. We doing it right. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, you and I say the same things in different ways, if that makes sense. And I guess that's what works. But I'll give you a perfect example, Ventram. If you Google today Salty Coffee Podcast, tell me what you see. And it has to be those three words together or separate. Because when I started this podcast, I didn't pay a dime to learn how to do what I did. I just went everywhere. I watched every YouTube channel, how to start a podcast. I watched how to do investments, how to do crypto. I followed a lot of people that did podcasting. I just Googled everything. and just so everyone knows, Google is not the only search engine. We have Yandex, DuckDuckGo, Bing. There's so many different other ones that can give you more information that you may have not known about. If you want scholarly results on your search, you can do Google Scholar. So those are the things that you can do if you're not trusting, you know, something. Just ask them, I need more references. Well, you know, if they tell you, no, you don't need more, then that's questionable. Then, no, I'm good. But when it comes to investments, one thing is for sure. I use Vanguard and I use TIAA-CREF, and those are credible investment. T. Roth, I don't even know the names. All I know is that I've been doing what I was told. And that's the funny part. You know, when people say, oh, I invest, you don't have to know shit. It's just a portfolio. You tell them how much you want to risk, and then that's it. And shit just builds up. Leave it alone. Don't even touch it. And, you know, and let it grow. And then that's it. Don't worry about when you lose $27,000 or $50,000. You know, you go crazy by looking at that. But don't look at it, because it's always going to come back. So, you know, those are the two things that I use for my investment, Vanguard and TIAA-CREF. And that's pretty much it that I have for tonight. Did I say about the insurance? Yeah, I did mention the insurance. Make sure you have life insurance. Make sure you have life insurance. Make sure you have life insurance. That's important. If you have auto insurance, make sure you extend it for your phone, for your laptops, for your equipment. Make sure you just pay a little extra in the event that your phone gets lost or anything. Phones are expensive. Phones are like, what, $1,200 now? You're paying for 3 years. It's just crazy to me. But yeah, hopefully that will change when we have more people and we give more information to people on how to start their own telephone communication company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Yeah, so I'm good. This was awesome. I want to thank Trixie Baby for hanging in there. She must be at work. But I don't know. I appreciate you so much. You've done a great job. I'm sitting at work scrolling through your TikTok, and I'm just like, this woman is funny. She's hilarious. So I love it. I wish I can support more. But I have a theory when it comes to subscriptions, and I know I shouldn't be saying this on stereo, but I am going to say it because I care about people. I would prefer to do it in some other ways than to do it through here, because they can shut down tomorrow. And so make sure that if you have a lot of episodes, that you download them and save them on a USB, because this way your life is documented on your conversations, and utilize this platform to be able to have what I consider the tablets of the ancient world, you know, like the drawings that people would do to leave the history. This is how we are leaving history, through conversations and through getting to know each other. COVID brought us all together, and COVID can also set us apart too. So we want to make sure that we continue to work together and share as much information. That's our purpose, at least, you know, for me and Icon. Everybody, one more message?
Mm-hmm. We're also completely realistically, your account can get banned on here. It does happen often.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. Absolutely. So we know that. I have like, I purchase those USB port, USB little flash drive things. Mm-hmm. I purchased a whole bunch and I downloaded everything from YouTube to Twitch. I have them all, because I have a purpose for what I'm doing, aside from the programming and this. My purpose is to create a history book for my grandchildren. I don't have any right now, but I know that I will someday. And if it's not my grandchildren, at least for the children that are left behind, someone will find my books also. So please make sure your children know how to read script, because all of my books are in script.
Hey, a lost art. We need to get big. Absolutely. I had fun. I didn't get overly aggressive tonight, because I know sometimes people hit me and it's like I'd be switching gears and I turn into the Incredible Hulk. But I always try to tell people, hey, I'm very passionate about the things that I talk about, and I'm very passionate when it comes to how I'm viewing the treatment of us, whether that's due to things we're doing or being violated outside of ourselves and just being used the way that we're being used, and we're not receiving the very best. We're being given material things to try to compensate what we need most, and that's a clearer mind, a mind that's more connected to, you know, the natural order of things. When I say natural, the truth, I'm just saying how to understand the world in which we live and utilize it. You know what I mean? So I'm very passionate in that way. So tonight I didn't want to be as passionate, but I did want to be as clear as I could be. And I hope that anything that I said that you could recognize to be the truth, that you would know that it didn't come from me. It came from on high. Not trying to be preachy or nothing like that. I just believe the truth is in control, and I'm just a conduit through which it travels. So if I said anything that was incorrect, if my grammar was off in any kind of way, just know that I'm your brother. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be. I don't claim to know everything. I am a student of life. I love learning from other people. So I hope that you had a good time. I hope that you learned something. I hope that something was said, a seed or something that you feel you can pass on to a family member, or a child, or a son, or a daughter, or a brother, or uncle, or dad, or grandma, or mother, or sister, what have you, about what we need to be paying attention to and understanding, so that these lives that we so richly deserve, because I don't want people to think that I'm against a person wanting red bottoms. It's not that. I'm just saying those things shouldn't be our priority out the gate. We should have other priorities that will bring us together and help us become selfless as opposed to selfish, because we can overcome the things that we witness and that we've suffered. And above all, think about the children. I'm 50. I know the clock ticking for me. Now I'm gonna ride this wave. I'm gonna have fun. My life is an open book. I'm here for you. I'm big bruh. I'm also very adamant about helping people. I love to listen. I love to communicate on positive things. I ain't got time for the buffoonery, the shenanigans, none of that stuff. But every now and again, I do have a good time. I get me some comic relief and relax. Other than that, I'm talking to Salty about, you know, the future. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We talk every day about the future and how we want to, you know, become more enriched in this, that we can be the examples of what we're talking about, so people know that we can take this social construct and we can devise our own ideals and create constructs for ourselves that's opposite of the negatives, and let the positive be the motivating force in the priority so that we can have a life that's worth living and at the best that it can come due to our level of what we call the best. And that's not judging nobody else, but knowing that we brothers and sisters, we men and we women, we're gods and goddesses. We're here to be the guardians of the planet. Let us do what we do. Let's love. Let's make sure we eradicate poverty. Let's make sure we ain't got all these single parenting homes around here, that the masculine and female power is in the same room, all right? Or just love and understanding. Sometimes you just need love and understanding though, and a desire to move here regardless of who you are. If you're a human being and you got a heart and a mind, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're concerned about, making sure we ain't hurting one another. That's what I'm saying. So I really appreciate each and every one of you. I had to get that out because that's how I'm feeling right now. Go ahead, Salty.
I'm good. So for those of you who haven't had a chance, please make sure that you visit www.theicon6.com and www.saltycoffeepodcast.com for more information and resources. Icon is in Jacksonville, Florida. I am in New York City. So we share a bunch of resources within those two states. So please tune in. And there's a whole bunch of other episodes that we have that are very helpful as well. So tune in every Sunday. What you said?
Love you, baby.
Oh, I love you too. Tune in every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. There's going to be a Sunday where Icon and myself will be live together, finally. So, yeah, we're doing long distance thing, but it's fine. It's okay. It works. So.
All right, y'all. Y'all enjoy the Black rest Casper, of y'all night.
Humbly examine me.
Or afternoon, depending on where y'all at.
I know, right?
Salute to Casper out there on that road, my brother. Humbly and Twixie, baby. Again, salute to y'all empresses and emperors, heavy hitters in the building. We love y'all with God's perfect love.
And for those that came in the replay.
Like, I don't want to go. Like, I want to just keep going. But I know we got to go. I know we got to go.
Got to go.
I can't
get out. Salty coffee.